Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Wrote the book of the seven seals. Who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Wrote the book of the seven seals. You know, God walked down in the cool of the day, called Adam by his name. And he refused to answer because he's naked and ashamed. Who's that writing, John the Revelator? Well, who's that writing, John the Revelator? Who's that writing, John the Revelator? Wrote the book of the seven seals. You know, Christ had 12 apostles, and 3 he led away. Said, watch me when I walk till I go yonder and I pray. Who's that writing, John the Revelator? Who's that writing, John the Revelator? Who's that writing, John the Revelator? Wrote the book of the seven seals. Christ came on the Easter morning. Mary and Martha was down to see. Go tell my disciples to meet me in Galilee. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Who's that writing, John the Revelator? Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Wrote the book of the seven seals. Who's that writing, John the Revelator? Who's that writing, John the Revelator? Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator? Wrote the book of the seven seals.
Good morning, Warden.
Tom? Is that Elwood Blues?
Yes, sir. Released yesterday.
Did you tell him about Jake?
No, sir. I thought you told him.
Sorry. Listen. I work for a friend of yours.
Who's that?
Your old drummer, Willie. I dance at his club. They told him you were out, and he asked me to come check on you. He said he'd give you a job.
Matarak, you drop me off here, please.
When I was 17 years old, well, there's one thing I can say about that boy. He got old.
What can I do for you, boy?
Sir, how much would something like that full-size Ford police package in the middle air run me?
Get yourself $500, and you come back to see me then.
Okay, sir. It's a nice car.
I'll save it for you.
Thanks.
Well, my second friend went down when I was 21 years of age. Well, there's one thing I can say about that boy.
I wasn't sure you were going to come, Elwood.
Hey, a letter from you is like a command, sister. You know that.
Actually, it's Mother Mary now.
That's a promotion, isn't it?
I was sorry to hear about Jake.
Yeah, well, I guess he's in a much better place. Where is Curtis?
Curtis has gone on as well, Elwood. I'm sorry.
So that's why he stopped writing me. He was very upset when the orphanage closed. Curtis was the closest thing to a dad that Jake and I ever had. He gave us the music.
The Lord works in mysterious ways, Elwood. We all must go on and fight the good fight.
The orphanage is gone, Jake's gone, Curtis is gone. I got no brother, I got no roots, I got no life. I got nothing, for Christ's sake.
Young man! You were not taught and raised by me to fold at the slightest whiff of adverse circumstances. Now quit your silly moping. Pull your sorry self together and snap out of it.
But
nothing. Wise up. Turn your heart to the Creator. You are so quick to despair. You are not the only person in the world who has had tragedy in their lives. You didn't know that Curtis had a son, did you?
Curtis had a son?
Before Curtis came to us at St. Helen of the Blessed Shroud, he had a musical group that toured the juke joints of the Midwest. In one town, Curtis had an affair with a married woman.
Go, Curtis. I mean, that's terrible.
That's what I thought you meant. Anyway, the woman became pregnant and decided to remain with her husband, never telling him that the boy child wasn't his. Curtis was devastated. He came to us as a custodian and spent the rest of his life caring for little orphans like you, Elwood.
Thanks.
It's a beautiful story.
Hey, wait a minute. If Curtis had a son, then that guy would be kind of like my stepbrother. I have a family.
Curtis always stayed in touch with the boy's mother. He sent his paycheck every week.
Where is this boy now?
He's a grown man now, Elwood, and doing quite well. Lives in the city. His name is Cable Chamberlain.
Cable Chamberlain.
He doesn't know anything about Curtis, and it's not your place to tell him.
I wouldn't say anything.
Do you know anything about mentoring, Elwood?
No. What about it?
There's someone I'd like you to meet. Sister, would you send Buster in here, please?
Wait a minute.
Thank you. Come in, Buster, and sit down. Elwood, say hello to Buster.
Hi, how you doing?
Buster, say hello to Elwood.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, the kid's a wise ass.
Oh, shit.
Oh!
What did you say?
I said, what a sweet kid.
That's more like it. Now, here's my proposal. Young Buster here is a ward of the state, and due to lack of space, the Archdiocese has agreed to house homeless children here at the hospital.
What's that got to do with me?
I thought perhaps that you would come and spend time with Buster. Why don't you take Buster here to the library in the meantime?
You know, I've been jacked around...
The library. No problem.
See you in 2 hours, boys.
Okay, kid, here's the deal. You wait here, and I'll come back for you with the car.
Do you have a car?
I'm working on it. Chicago. Cable Chamberlain.
The blues is my companion. They don't bother me.
Thanks for the ride.
They don't bother me.
Kid, are you stalking me?
The blues don't bother me. I got the blues.
What are you, 15, 17?
I'm 10.
10, huh? Look, I know what you're going through. You're lonely, searching for your place in life. Just don't blow it like I did. Stay away from drugs, gangs, cyber porn on the internet, and you could be president of the United States someday.
But I don't want to be president of the United States.
Look, I'm busy. I got kind of a brother in there. He must be in some kind of trouble. Besides, you don't want to hang around with some over 40 recidivist. Now, scram.
Mr. Elwood J. Blues is here to see you. Yes, sir. Mr. Blues, Commander Chamberlain's office is on the 12th floor. He's expecting you.
Commander Chamberlain?
Now, how can I help you, Mr.
Blues. Elwood J. Blues.
Would you mind taking your hat and glasses off in my office, please? Okay, you can put your glasses back on. Now, what exactly is the nature of your visit here, Mr. Blues?
Well, it's like this, see. I used to be in a band.
Yes.
Called the Blues Brothers.
So?
With a partner whose name was Jake Blues.
Go on.
And you are our long-lost brother.
Mr. Blues... I am an only child.
Yeah, but your real father was like a real father to me, too.
My real father?
Yeah, Curtis.
Have you noticed, Mr. Blues, that I'm an African-American?
Yeah, that's okay. So was Curtis. You see, your mother and Curtis had an extramarital affair, which produced a little boy. That's you.
My father passed away 14 years ago. He was a full bird colonel in the United States Air Force. My mother now lives in Phoenix, Arizona, and a more honorable, sweet-tempered, and goodly woman does not exist.
Look, I'm not making any moral judgments here, but one can project what might have happened in this case. Your mom, young, her husband in the military, away from home much of the time, which may have pushed her to reach out, stray from the nest.
That's enough. Just a minute. Please. Yeah, hi, Ma. It's me, Cab. Listen, I have a gentleman in my office here who's telling me some story about some man named Curtis. What? Right. So what precisely is it you want from me?
Well, seeing as we're kind of like stepbrothers, I thought maybe, you know, you could help me out.
How could I do that?
I need 500 bucks for this car, see? And I thought maybe you could, you know, loan me the money, or...
Or what?
I'm thinking of putting the band back together. Maybe you could join us.
I'm a commander in the Illinois State Police, and I enjoy my job. You waltz in here telling me that I have a dead, white, criminal brother who was in a band which, the last time they played anywhere, were charged with grand larceny, reckless endangerment, felonious motor vehicle assault, over 700 violations of the Highway Traffic Act, and damages, both public and private, in excess of $24 million. And you are asking me if I want to join this band?
I could show you all the moves.
Get the hell out of my office right now!
I think you need a hug.
And don't ever come back here again! Oh. You okay?
Yeah. He dropped this.
The Lord works in mysterious ways. $500. Thank you, sir.
Is this your boy?
He's,
I'm his associate.
Yeah, that's who he is.
Well, you're lucky you came by today. I'm selling the place tomorrow.
Why is that?
Going down to New Orleans for a while. Try out a new career.
Good luck to you, Mr. Gasparon.
Good luck to you, Mr. Blues.
Mother Mary, we've done 2 bed checks, searched the grounds, and we still can't find him.
Can't find who?
Buster. He's missing.
Elwood!
Have you seen my wallet?
Dog shit in here.
Don't say shit, kid. You don't need that shit, kid. Yeah, right.
Hey, Matt.
Look who's here. Elwood Blues. From Willie's old band.
Hi.
Is this your son?
He's...
I'm hungry.
Come on, sweetheart. Let's get you something to eat. Elwood, Willie's in the office.
What would you say if I told you I was putting the band back together?
I'd say I got myself a good little business here, and I'm not going back to jail.
You're telling me you don't miss it?
That's right, I don't miss it.
The music. And you know you miss the music. No pharmaceutical product could ever equal the rush you get when the band hits that groove. The people are dancing, shouting, and swaying, and the house is rocking.
Sir?
What is it, Elizondo?
Found your wallet.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Badge, license, credit cards. All right. Just the cash is missing. Where was it?
Turned into lost and found in a paper bag. Along with this note.
I want a statewide felony theft warrant put out on Elwood Blues. I want this guy. Now.
What did he mean calling you his little brother? Right away, sir.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Willie's, the state's most elegant establishment for entertainment, erotica, and ecdysia. And now, four young women currently studying medicine and paleontology at Northwestern University, Kia, Sandra, Devin, and Carla, here they are, our roommates. All right, Lonnie Jr., the band of girls, and I, we're going to do a little song for you now, a little Mac Rice number. Hey, all you married men, if you're tied up, you better stay tied up, because it's cheaper to keep her.
It's cheaper to keep her. It is cheaper to keep her. When your little girl make you mad, you get an attitude and pack your bag. Five little children that you're leaving behind, you're gonna pay some alimony or do some time. It's cheaper to keep her.
It's cheaper to keep her.
Too much to leave that little girl.
It's cheaper to keep her.
It's cheaper. 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 Yeah.
If you decide to roam and leave your happy home, you got to pay the house note, the child support, the insurance, alimony, mortgage, one mortgage, two.
Cheaper to keep her. Cheaper to keep her.
What was that?
The strong arm shit. Protection payment. You know the tune. This time it's Russians. But hey, I pay them, they leave me alone.
That's not right.
No shit.
If I could only figure out what Elwood's game is.
Why did he come to see you in the first place, sir?
He wanted to borrow $500 and asked me if I wanted to join his band.
Well, he got his $500. What instrument do you play?
How about a big hand for our gorgeous professional lady dancers?
Where's Willie?
He went to Cabrini Green to visit his ailing stepfather. Why?
Those Russians are here. They want to see him.
I'll handle it. Where's Buster?
He's in the office, sleeping.
Good evening, gentlemen. Mr. Hall has been unavoidably detained. He will be a trifle late. May I buy you a drink?
На здоровье! На здоровье!
Ой, мороз, мороз! Не мороз меня! Не мороз меня!
Got a minute?
You don't have to worry anymore. Those Russian guys won't be back.
Those guys are bad mothers, Elwood. Serious shit. They kill people.
They kill people?
Listen, Willie, you gotta understand. Those goons are orphan remnants of the post-perestroika Soviet secret police apparatus, which until 1991 carried out its twisted interpretation of the original well-intentioned Marxist-Leninist doctrine vis-a-vis state security, which was massively corrupted by Lavrenta Beria in the 30s. Of course, once a mass populace is coerced into such behavior as a permanent condition, a radical didactic dialectic shift such as glasnost produces guys like these, stunned headless automata whose only alternative in their new lives is the continuation of brutish measures to which their genetic code has been programmed since the fall of the Romanovs.
It's great. Feel much better.
Эти скоты сняли свою одежду, но оставили свои кошельки и часы.
Ты хочешь сказать, что человек в шляпе и очках сначала напоил тебя, потом связал и бросил на аллею?
Эта записка была оставлена при нем.
Stay away from Willis. Signed, the Masked Avenger. Какой мудак одевает черные очки? В комнате, где полно голых баб.
Так что мы будем делать с этим стрип-клубом, которым владеет Вилли?
Уничтожить.
And now a very special treat. Our own bartender, Mac McTeer, will be performing for you this evening.
Ah, come on.
Elwood! What are you doing?
I'm sorry, I promised the guy. It'll never happen again.
Striped suit of clothes, big wide polka dot tie, cufflinks as big as jaybird eggs, and look at that, shoes made out of alligator hide. We'll see something else here.
truck, boy, you are fine.
Girl, you can get anything I got.
You take it too.
I got the money and you got the time.
We open all night.
All you gotta do is give me a sign.
Look ahead, I'm looking for a box. I'm looking for a box. I'm looking for a box.
I don't know.
Yes.
You guys okay?
All the girls get out?
Yeah, everybody's fine.
What the hell?
Akara, thanks for everything.
Time to go.
Now, what do you have automatic weapons?
Look in the glove compartment.
Carpetex! They have guns, and we have Carpetex.
They're not Carpetex, they're drywall nails. Roll down your window, bump the nails.
Часы.
The Lord works in mysterious ways, Mac.
What do you mean, Elwood?
If it weren't for those gangsters shaking down Willie, and you helping me, I wouldn't have seen you sing. You're good.
Thank you, Elwood.
Since the Russians torched Willie's club, he'll need a job. You'll need a job. I'll need a job. So, you'll join the band, and we'll all have jobs. Follow me?
Sure. What band?
Did you find anything?
No bodies, but there was plenty of gunfire.
Did you find the club owner?
Not yet. Wait a minute. There's something we should see.
Matt.
You find this out of that demonstrator?
Check this funky car coming in. I got a weird vibe.
Suits real neat and everything, Elwood, but do I really have to wear the hat?
These are unsophisticated men. The only things they respond to are fear and the draw of loot. We elicit this by using iconographic symbols and psychological intimidation. The way we look together now presents a uniform image of strength and organization. Don't say anything. Look mean. No smiling.
No. Good to see you, man.
Yeah, even though that last gig was a nightmare.
Boys, I'd like you to meet my new partner in the act, Mighty Mac. Mac, Lulu Marini, Matt Guitar Murphy.
Mighty Mac.
So, what's this all about?
I'm getting the band back together.
Man, you can't talk about this stuff here.
Matt, she's back from lunch.
You should have bought that money. It's good on your child. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Elwood?
Ma'am?
Sorry to hear about Jake.
Thank you, ma'am.
Who's this?
My new partner, Mac McTeer.
Pleased to meet you.
Matt, can I speak to you privately?
Sure, baby.
You said when you got out of prison you were going to be all finished with the Blues Brothers.
That's right, I did.
You and I have built up a good business here with the cash from the sale of the coffee shop, and I got us started in this Mercedes dealership. What is the matter with you? And I continue to keep your pathetic friend on, even though he hasn't sold a car in over 2 years.
Yes, you have, and no, he hasn't.
You talk straight with me, Matt Murphy.
I always do.
And you treat me with respect at all times.
I do, baby.
And you know what I mean when I say respect. Hey, what you want, huh? Yeah, I got it. What you need? You know I got it. All I'm asking is for the respect for you.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, baby,
just
baby.
Just a little bit.
When you get
just
home.
Just a little bit.
Beautiful.
This is something that I really don't want you to do. Ah, for crying out loud. If this is what you're gonna be like to live with, go ahead.
Thanks, baby.
Let's go.
Elwood, you boys, please stay out of trouble this time.
Diamond Cropper, WEXR, Chicagoland Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dunn and Cropper.
Cropper and Dunn.
On WEXR 103.7 Talk Radio.
Our topic today, automatic life terms for three-time felony offenders. Give us a call. We'd like to hear your opinion.
Dunn and Cropper, you're on the air.
Hi, I am definitely not in favor of this triple felony legislation.
Tell us why.
I'm a recently released inmate who's trying to put his life back together, but with five felonies already on my record.
Hey, fellas, I think I know that voice.
I mean, what chance do I have? If I make one more mistake, one more time, I could go down for life. It's just not fair. My question is, how can you goddamn shit-spewing media sluts help?
Thank you, caller. Time for a commercial break. Steve, you know, I think that sounded a lot like
Elwood J. Blues.
No place to run.
And no place to hide.
I know. You told me. Your trumpet player's a funeral director now, but Elwood Cemetery still give me the creeps.
You'll be the most difficult. Follow my lead.
Lay to rest, Nicholas Tsetsevskaya, a young man cut down too soon by violent enemies.
Would you please get lost? Do you know who these people are? Who's this guy? What's with the monkey?
That's no monkey. That's my associate, Buster Blues. And this is Mighty Mac, the new lead singer in the band.
So that's what this is about? Forget it. Goodbye.
Hey, Mr. Fabulous, what time you want us to come back and grab the rings and watch off the corpse?
And what about the deal with the medical college for his dick?
We're dead now.
Хотят испаскудить похороны моего племянника.
Будь спокоен. Ты будешь хлебать водку ихними черепами. Я клянусь.
Since I started to work for Ed and Mr. Pickett, I haven't looked back, Elwood. These guys are amazing.
So, Elwood, what do you want?
I'm putting the band back together. And we need Murph on the keyboards.
I see.
I told him I wouldn't go without your say-so.
Murph tells me you're in publishing, telephone sales, and matrimonial services?
Yes, we are.
Just what is it that you do exactly?
I'm 18 years old. I'm blonde. I'm 36, 24, 36. And my name is Bambi.
If you need a little love, call on me. Oh, yeah. If you want some kissing, call me, baby. All you got to do, oh, I'll be right here at home. All you got to do is pick up your telephone and dial now.
6-3-4 4, 5, 7, 8.
All you got to do is call me on the telephone. And I...
6-3-4-5-7-8-9.
That's my number, baby.
6-3-4-5-7-8-9. Charlie, would I lie to you? Charlie, take it easy. That's all in the past, Charlie. You hung up on me. A lot of burnt bridges, Mr. Blues.
Look, I know you can book us somewhere. Maury, you're still the best.
You ever heard of Queen Musette?
The Louisiana Witch Queen Musette?
That's her. She's got a Battle of the Bands thing going on down at the club. That big cash prize. Your band wins, I get 15% of the take. Okay? I'll book you a couple of guest gigs on the way down south to Louisiana.
Golly, thanks, Mr. Slyan.
Let go of me.
Sorry.
One more thing. You're going to have to audition for Queen Musette.
Say nothing to the boys about this. We'll call you from the road. Find out where our first gig is.
Just be careful, Elwood.
Это Аллен Рубин, по кличке Мистер Фабулос.
Мистер Фабулос.
The Blues Brothers Band. Мы будем искать их. И когда мы их найдем, мы их прикончим.
Oh, you're gonna love them. They're absolutely sensational. Really sensational. It's a great blues band. Blues band. No, blues. Not bluegrass. Oh, you don't want a blues band. Bluegrass. Yeah, they're the Bluegrass Brothers, as a matter of fact. They're wonderful. They kill people. They just absolutely pulverize an audience. They're sensational. You're going to call me and thank me. They're just wonderful. The Bluegrass Brothers.
All right, guys, our first date is at the county fair in a town called Cynthiana, Kentucky. And then we have this mystery gig here in Louisiana.
Mystery gig? Hey, Elwood, you got the keys to the trunk? It's full.
No, I haven't played a county fair since 68.
Sounds like a lot of laughs.
Hey, we're doing all right. We're back on the road again.
Yeah, who are you, Willie Nelson?
I'm riding with Elwood.
Go right ahead, Mr. Thrill Seeker. Excuse me, sir. Didn't you used to be Elwood Blues?
Who wants to know?
I've been listening to your stuff since I was a kid.
Yeah, so?
My friends and I, we've got this band. We're rehearsing just on the other side of the motel office. It would be so cool, and it would mean so much to me if you could come listen to us play.
Sure. Why don't you go ahead and get started, and I'll be along in a minute.
Great.
Let's have all!
Show you that your wildest dreams.
almost 7 days, Mother Mary. We must call the police. Think of poor Buster. Kidnapping is a federal offense.
I suppose you're right. We should call the police.
Sir.
What?
We've just received a call from Our Lady of the Annunciation Hospital. Elwood Blues has kidnapped a child.
Rochdale 31.
I got a cheeseburger cooling.
Buster, I'm sorry. Now you're going to have to see a bad side of me. Mac, your shaving cream, please.
So none of you is driving the Ford out there?
And whose dry white toast is that?
Fairgrounds off Route 107 at Cynthiana, Kentucky. 11 p.m. tomorrow night.
See you there.
How the hell is he going to get there with half the cops in the state after him?
Hey, wait a minute. Don't I know you boys from somewhere? She scoots
about 50 times around the check, please.
off this road. They've called ahead by now, and you can't outrun a Motorola.
2 miles down, we get off this. Get on County Road 245 through Mariah Hill. That'll get us close to the Ohio River and the state line.
We gotta lose them first.
Hoping they lost interest?
Have you aboard.
This Elwood Blues is a menace to decent people everywhere.
Oh, we'll get him, sir. That's a promise.
I have every lawman in 2 states on this border. Let him just try and get through this roadblock.
Roll up your windows.
Am I right?
Yes, sir!
I can't hear you!
Yes, sir!
Now, y'all might think we're just a group of sad, sorry some bitches out here in a field jerking each other off. Or you might just think that we know something. I'm gonna tell you something else. Federal government has a computer. This computer is wired to a computer in Jerusalem and Moscow.
There's something in the river, Mr. Robertson.
Where?
I saw something under the water, sir.
Son, it's okay to be nervous, okay? There's enough explosives in that boat to blow up every post office in this country, you know. But no one knows we're here. No one knows our plans.
Hey! This guy's having a picnic?
Don't shoot! You might hit the boat!
What boat?
That's the International Jewish Communist Conspiracy in Action, people. One of their spy satellites must have picked up our location. Kill them!
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
or something?
Nope.
You sure they'll show up?
Sly said they're booked here, they'll show up.
It's temporary camouflage. That's all.
All
right, go. Lots of heat here, Al. Maybe we ought to skip this gig and move on to the next one, huh?
That would be unprofessional. Park it somewhere dark.
ZZ Top.
Slime booked us in here as a bluegrass band.
Well, thank you so much, and howdy! Howdy! It's good to see your smiling faces tonight. We'd like to see them just a little bit closer.
Why don't you come down out of that there stage?
Right close to the stage. Bluegrass.
Riders.
Duck, give me a mountain tempo in A minor.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. He rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw.
F-E-I-A, F-E-I-O,
the ghost herd in the sky. Their friends were still on fire and their hopes were made of steel. The hearts were black
bright, shiny, and their hot breath.
Take your men behind the stage.
You got it.
A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-yi.
Gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that bird, but they ain't caught him yet.
Cause they got to ride forever in that rate up in the sky.
On horses snorting fire, as they ride on, hear their cry.
Save your soul from hell or riding on our range.
Then, cowboy, change your ways today or we'll see you ride.
I'm trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.
Yippee-yi-yo!
Yippee-yi-yo! Ghost rider in the sky.
That's it. She's bone dry.
I'd like to be. Let me out of here.
Where are we?
5 miles north of Panther Burn, Mississippi.
So what's the plan?
We start walking.
What's the point? I say we turn around.
Hey, Elwood, I think we got a rebellion on our hands.
Why? What do you mean?
Why don't you give the boys a motivational speech?
So you all want to quit? Well, honestly, who can blame you? I guess I've dragged you down as far as living humans can go. All right. Fine. Bye. I understand.
So, what happens now?
I don't know, kid. I guess it's over.
Go away.
This is not being a very good mentor.
I ain't your mentor. I don't even know what it means. Just do me a favor and go away.
You're not the Elwood Blues I know. The Elwood Blues I know once said that no pharmaceutical product could ever equal the rush you get when the band hits that groove and the people are dancing and shouting and swaying and the house is rocking.
Yeah, that was me.
The music, man. You know you miss the music.
Thanks, Buster.
You may go if you wish. Remember this. Walk away now and you walk away from your crafts, your skills, your vocations, leaving the next generation with nothing but recycled, digitally sampled techno grooves, quasi-synth rhythms, pseudo-songs of violence-laden gangster rap, acid pop and simpering saccharine soulless slush. Depart now and you forever separate yourselves from the vital American legacies of Robert Johnson, Muddy Waters, Willie Dixon, Jimmy Reed, Memphis Slim, Blind Boy Fuller, Louis Jordan, Little Walter, Big Walter, Sonny Boy Williamson 1 and 2, Otis Redding, Jackie Wilson, Elvis Presley, Lieber and Stoller, and Robert K. Weiss.
Who is Robert K. Weiss?
Turn your backs now and you snuff out the fragile candles of blues, R&B, and soul. And when those flames flicker and expire, the light of the world is extinguished because the music which has moved mankind through 7 decades leading to the millennium will wither and die on the vine of abandonment and neglect.
Cats, I'll get gas.
Hey, look, a circus.
Nope. It's a 10th revival meeting.
Excuse me, ma'am. Who will be preaching the good word this afternoon?
Why, that would be the Right Reverend Cleophas James from Chicago.
The Cleophas James of the Triple Rock Baptist Church?
From Chicago, that's right.
Hey, I know him. He'll give us gas money. We'll meet you guys inside.
Okay, thanks. Keep an eye on him. Just don't make a move until we get there. Sir, that was the local sheriff down in Pantherburn. The Blues Gang was just spotted at a revival meeting.
Excellent.
For the word. Yeah. Are you ready for the word? Yeah. Are you ready for the word? Yeah. Then let us begin with a sweet song of meditation from our own Reverend Morris and the 10th Revival Choir.
John the Revelator
wrote the book of the seven.
Those men are criminals and they're under arrest.
It is Reverend Cleophas.
Preach the word.
Oh, glory to God.
He who the dust sand cast the first stone.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen. You tell him, Reverend.
Oh, not all men alike in their boundless capacity for sin.
Yes.
Can you not forgive?
Yes.
Can you not embrace those who have wronged you? You get on your knees and you pray. You get on your knees and you pray. Oh, Lord, forgive me. But you don't want to forgive your brother who you see every day.
Look to yourself for the redemption you seek. And acknowledge your own precious blood.
Acknowledge your own precious blood.
Calling in the blessed name.
Invoke the calling of the blood.
Invoke the calling of the blood.
Invoke the calling of the blood.
Invoke the calling of the blood. Invoke the calling of the blood. Invoke the calling of the blood.
Completely, positively understand. This is my God-given to my God. My hour was always so gloomy. Every day was dull and gray. But now I see very clearly. Oh, 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 happy day. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Before you watch the commander!
Get it, Elwood. This is my calling. The calling of the Brulee.
Elwood, look.
Don't look back.
Look out!
I'm supposed to be doing all of us, music, song, dance. I mean, after all, that's why the military and the police exist, to protect the artists of the world.
All we have to do now is win this battle of the bands.
Battle of the bands?
We got to audition first.
Fine, audition, we'll slay them. At least we're safe now to do what we do in peace and comfort.
Brothers Band.
Blues Brothers Band. Entree.
Merci. Where we auditioned.
The Plantation Club. Queen Musette's.
So that's why all the mystery.
Yeah, man, she's uncountable.
The biggest, ugliest, meanest voodoo witch.
She's 130 years old.
She's a 130-year-old voodoo witch who eats people.
The Lord works in mysterious ways.
You got to pick up. Rap.
What happens if we don't pass this audition?
Attention! Queen Musette will receive you now!
I thought you said she was old and ugly. Ixnay on the ugly, nay.
Your Majesty, the Blues Brothers. Band!
You move your hat and show respect. I like that. Arise.
Thanks, Queen.
So, you wish to enter the Battle of the Bands contest?
We wish to win first prize.
You must qualify.
Yes. You must audition for me. Where are your instruments?
Well, ma'am, you see, there was this kind of a...
Never mind.
Is there anything in particular you would like to hear this evening, Your Highness?
Yes. Do something Caribbean.
Ma'am, we're the Blues Brothers. We do blues, rhythm and blues, jazz, funk, soul. We can handle rock, pop, country, heavy metal, fusion, hip-hop, rap, Motown, operetta, show tunes. In fact, we've even been called upon on occasion to do a polka. However, Caribbean is a type of music, I regret to say, which has not been, is simply not, nor will ever be, a part of this band's repertoire.
Nassau's gone soul. We got a double bin now. We're gonna call our very own. Nassau rock and Nassau roll. Nassau got a whole lot of soul. Feel all right. Skirts, maxi skirts, and afro hairdos. People doing their own thing. They don't care about me or you. Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's gone soul. And we've got a doggone beat now. We're gonna take care of business too.
Hello, who's your joy, s'il vous plaît?
asshole.
That's why.
Bumping an asshole.
Hey,
bumping an asshole.
Sing it,
bumping an asshole. Bumping an asshole. Bumping an asshole.
What was that?
Elwood?
Woo! You may enter the contest tomorrow night.
We're in, Elwood. Let's get out of here. El? Mac? Cap?
Wonderful.
This fax just came in for you, ma'am.
That battle of the bands is at Queen Lucette's tonight.
Let's roll!
Please, now, if you will, a hot Lucette's welcome for Mr. Melvin Gaspero. And to Louisiana, get it, boy!
The Louisiana Gator Boys. Huh.
Look at them. A bunch of wannabe players.
How good could a mess like that sound anyway?
Hey, man, don't worry about it. We're gonna smoke them turkeys.
Thank you.
board. I just said, I went to Catholic. Yeah. I bought you a $10 dinner. You said, thanks for the snack.
All right.
Now that you're living by a penthouse. Well, yeah. You said it was just a shack.
No, no, she didn't.
I gave you 7 children.
What did she do?
But the blue, baby, how blue can you get?
Still zombies.
What are we gonna do?
We got no choice now. We just gotta play.
And now our final band of the evening from Chicago, Illinois, the Blues Brothers Show Band.
Has not been, is not, nor will ever be a part of this band's repertoire.
Blues Brothers Band.
Look at them.
Bunch of wannabe players.
How good's a mess like that gonna sound anyway?
Hey, man, don't worry about it. We're gonna smoke them turkeys.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Queen of Sets, Battle of the Bands. We're your next contestants, the Blues Brothers Show Band. Hope you like us.
Without a warning, you broke my heart.
You took it, darling,
and tore it apart.
You left me sitting in the dark, crying.
Said your love for me was dying. I'm begging you, baby, baby, please.
I'm begging you, baby,
baby, please.
Turn on the light, let it shine on me. Turn on the love light, let it shine on me. Let it shine, shine, shine.
I need you, darling, to make things all right.
Come on, baby. Come on, please. Come on, baby. Baby, please.
Turn on the light. Let it shine on me. Turn on your love light. Let it shine on me.
I said a little bit higher.
A little bit higher.
Thank you.
Like the Blues Brothers.
All right, and now it's time for you, the audience, to decide. When I hold up my left hand, I want to hear the applause for the Blues Brothers. When I hold up my right hand, I want to hear the applause for the Louisiana Gator Boys. First, the Blues Brothers.
We don't want any trouble.
Just give us the Blues Brothers.
Russians! I told you them some bitches were communists. Shoot them!
Enough!
You try any of that bougie crap on me, I'm gonna tell you what.
I'm okay. I'm with the band now.
It's good to see you again, Elwood.
It's great to see you, Mr. Gasparon. You seem to be doing all right in your new career.
Yeah.
Would you gentlemen care to jam?
What do you think, Eric?
Why not?
One, two. One, two, three, ho!
Dixieland beat.
Well, the magnolia blossom field, yeah. Oh, the wild land, better help us till you've been down there.
They got plants boss hanging, a big oak tree. Get out of here, Jimmy Bob.
Trip.
Mississippi down to New Orleans.
I guess it's time to say goodbye.
But I'm not going with them.
You can't stay with Elwood.
They think he kidnapped you.
But they're wrong.
It would be hard to convince them of that.
He's right, Buster.
Well, if I go back with them, they'll put me in some foster home with people who don't love me. They'll put you back in jail, and I'll never see you again. And we'll both be sad forever.
So, what do we do?
Well, we're all brothers now, right?
Right.
You guys stay here and distract them. I'll kidnap Elwood.
Good luck. Catch up with you down the road.
Further on up the road.
Mysterious ways, Elwood.
Yep. Put on your seatbelt.
Mississippi down to New Orleans.
Mississippi down to New Orleans.
I said, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I say, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
take a trip with me.
Down to Mississippi, down to New Orleans, get me.
They got a honeysuckle blooming on a honeysuckle vine.
And love is a blooming there all the time.
Street.
And listen to the music with the Dixieland beat.
Well, the Magnolia Blossoms really fill the air.
If you envy to have it, if you envy it down.
They got French moss hanging from a big ass tree.
Down the Mississippi, down to New Orleans.
I'm all alone and fancy free. Oh, but that ain't the way I want to be. Now, girls, get your game up tight. We're gonna have a wing-ding doodle tonight. But right now, I'm looking for a fox. 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 Hallelujah. I'm looking for a fox.
One, two, you know what to do.
Checking on Monday, see what she putting out. Checking on my baby, see what she putting out. She been gone so long, about to draw her daddy wild.
My baby won't write me, she won't call me on the phone. My baby won't write me, she won't call me on the phone. Gonna get slick. I'm gonna find another chick.
I am leaving.
Please, please, please,
please, please don't.
Please, please don't go.
Don't go.